This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials said Monday more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town as they defend a strong response that included immediately deporting migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town, calling it a, quote, challenging and heartbreaking situation. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a stark warning, quote, if you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned, your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's life. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz claim they will look into agents on horseback using what appeared to be whips and their horses to push back migrants at the river between Mexico, where thousands of migrants remain camped around a bridge. Mayorkas says he has asked the Defense Department for help in what may be one of the swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants and refugees from the United States in decades. Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children age 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon, a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. The vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is already available for anyone 12 and older, but with kids now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously awaiting vaccinations for their younger children. Kids are at lower risk of severe illness or death, but more than 5 million children in the U.S. have tested positive for COVID-19. This is VOA News. The United Nations said on Monday aid has reached Mozambique's northern coastal town of Palma for the first time since it was overrun by jihadists in March. Palma is the operational hub of a multi-billion dollar gas project of France's Total Energies and had been unreachable since it was attacked by Islamic State-linked militants earlier this year. Dozens of people were killed, some beheaded, and thousands fled through surrounding forests, joining hundreds of thousands already displaced by the violence. Humanitarian access to the town remained difficult as local troops worked alongside soldiers sent by several other African countries to stem the insurgency. The UN's World Food Program said Monday 2,150 families had received emergency food, hygiene, and shelter kits, the first aid to reach Palma in 6 months. France's defense minister met her counterpart in Mali on Monday amid rising tensions with the war torn Sahel state over reports that it plans to hire Russian mercenaries and the potential for delayed elections. Former colonial power France last week warned Mali against signing a deal with private security firm Wagner after claims that Mali's army-dominated government is close to hiring 1,000 paramilitaries. France has thousands of troops stationed in Mali. There have been months of tense relations between Mali and France, exacerbated by two military coups committed within a space of 1 year. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau may cling to power in Monday's election, but he's likely to lose his bid for a parliamentary majority after a tough campaign that dashed his ruling Liberals' hopes for a convincing win. Trudeau heads a minority government that relies on the support of other parties to pass legislation, with opinion polls last month showing him far ahead of rivals. The Liberal leader triggered the vote 2 years earlier than necessary, saying voters needed to weigh in on his left-of-center government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. But as the public's unhappiness about the early call grew, the 49-year-old prime minister saw his lead evaporate. Liberal strategists now concede it'll be hard for the party to win a majority of the 338 seats in the House of Commons, and Liberals concede voters might be turned off by having to go to the polls as a new COVID-19 wave hits the country. Low turnout tends to favor conservatives. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, online at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.